A tragicomic masterpiece by the Russian-born U.S. writer and poet Vladimir Nabokov. Lolita was described by the author as his most difficult book, but also, ironically, his special favorite. The book takes the form of a memoir produced by an anonymous literature professor who writes from prison under the pseudonym Humbert Humbert. Humbert is a self-pitying and predatory pedophile who narrates a creepy tale of articulate self-delusion. As a young boy, his beloved girlfriend dies, leaving him heartbroken. This apparently explains his adult devotion to children and adolescent girls, aged from 9 to 14, who he refers to as his nymphets.
My world was split. While my body knew what it craved for, my mind rejected my body's every plea. One moment I was ashamed and frightened, another recklessly optimistic. Taboos strangulated me. Psychoanalysts wooed me. But let us be prim and civilized. Humbert Humbert tried hard to be good. Really and truly he did.
Humbert, however, is anything but good. After his marriage ends in divorce, he travels from France to the U.S., spending time in psychiatric hospitals. He ends up lodging with Mrs. Charlotte Hayes in New England. There, he meets Dolores, Mrs. Hayes's 12-year-old daughter. Also called Dolly, Lo, or Lola, Humbert becomes infatuated with a girl, who he calls Lolita.
Lolita, light of my life, fire of my loins. My sin, my soul. Lolita, the tip of the tongue taking a trip of 3 steps down the palate to tap at 3 on the teeth. Lolita.
Humbert marries Mrs. Hayes and continues with his seduction of Lolita. Mrs. Hayes discovers his plan, but is killed in a road accident before she can tell anyone. Humbert takes Lolita on a trip. The narrator tricks the reader, trying to make him or her complicit in his version of the story. He continually implies that Lolita is in charge and that he merely wants the best for her. At times, however, he becomes impatient, and we are shocked into a reminder that Lolita is just a kid.
There she would be, a typical kid picking her nose while engrossed in the lighter sections of a newspaper, as indifferent to my ecstasy as if it were something she had sat upon, a shoe, a doll, the handle of a tennis racket, and was too indolent to remove.
Humbert is jealous and controlling. If Lolita does not do as he commands, he threatens to send her to an orphanage. She has little option but to stay with him. When she gets sick, Humbert is forced to take Lolita to the hospital. However, she escapes. Humbert searches everywhere and, after years, finally finds her. However, Lolita is now 17, married, and pregnant. Humbert makes one last plea.
I want you to leave this awful hole and come to live with me, and die with me, and everything with me. You're crazy, she said, her features working. Is there no hope of you coming? Tell me only this. No, she said. It is quite out of the question.
Humbert destroys Lolita's childhood to fuel his fantasy. When he leaves her, he finds and murders the man who helped Lolita escape from the hospital, the reason that he ends up in prison. Nabokov completed Lolita in 1953, but struggled to find a publisher. It was finally published in France in 1955, but later banned in France and in Britain. This only added to its notoriety. Published in the U.S. in 1958, and republished in France and Britain the following year, Lolita became a literary sensation. Brilliantly crafted, funny, and deeply disturbing, it retains its power dynamic, revealing uncomfortable truths about exploitation that takes the guise of love.